Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team, and the Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Digital cues and prices jumping at checkout can get in the way of you and a great seat. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. It's easy to use, and the Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. You can snag new ticket deals before anyone else by following your favorite teams or get a panoramic view of the view from your seat, all right from the app. Plus, you can save even more with zone deals by choosing a section and letting Game Time choose the seats. No matter what, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying sports tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Here we are, Hour 2, Old School. Austin Orman, Derek Pearson with you, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. Three Lincoln locations, I should say, and one up in Omaha. Let's get back to our starter, Heyman Jewelers text line. We have a 3576 on the way to Seward. Shout out Seward, by the way. I want to shout out the Seward superintendent, who is usually a listener here on Old School, and also the TCA director. A couple Josh is listening. Really appreciate you guys, your support of the program. But 3576 says, I'm heading to Seward, so I have an hour for you to entertain me. Also, where do we need to go when we're in Maryland in a couple of weeks? How about this? You listen to the right show. Got the Maryland expert on over here. So, DP, they're making a trip out to College Park for Nebraska, Maryland on October the 11th. What is the weekend itinerary out there in the spring break capital of the Northeast?
Okay, go with me here. And actually, Jay Foreman would probably fight me for rights to be the Maryland, being that he was actually born in Maryland.
Correct, but so, he claims Minnesota at least as a 2-to-1 ratio.
His daddy would disagree. His daddy would tell him he's from that boy from Maryland. That boy from Maryland. Listen, if you're gonna go for a Saturday afternoon game, a 2:30 or 3 o'clock kickoff for the Terps and the Huskers, going on Thursday night, and just for grins and giggles, find your way to the Green Pig, Sports Bar, and it will have about 60 TVs, all the beer on tap, maybe the best burger in the state. Do that. Or if you feel spicy, go to the jerk pit for Jamaican in College Park. It's right there on the main strip. Do it. You can go to Burton's Grill. And
that's Green Turtle, G-R-E-E-N-E.
G-R-E-E-N Turtle.
Turtle. Okay.
Terp. Turtle.
Gotcha.
Terp Turtle. You can go to Burton's. Think Laszlo's. Burton's Grill, also right there, probably a little bit outside in Riverdale Park. You go to the College Park Park Diner. Great hours, great food. $12 plates, right? Can't go wrong. If you want barbecue, go to the Honey Pig. Honey Pig! Honey Pig! Go to the Honey Pig. Korean Honey Pig Barbecue. Yes, sir. It's a little there. Feeling spicy, you want some spiced chicken, go to the Iron Rooster. The Iron Rooster right there. Great college bar, but exceptional food. Want a good beverage, go to the Board and Brew. The Board and Brew stays open until 11 o'clock, though. What's the local station? Don't be late. We close at 11. Okay. Yeah, that's what that is. You can go to Grill Marks and get a fantastic grilled meat of choice. Go to the Grill Marks. Or you can simply choose the best, which is Southern Food, Milk and Honey, Southern Inspired Kitchen. That's actually the name of the place, the Milk and Honey.
As it's in right there, a land flowing with milk and honey, as in you're talking Genesis Exodus sort of stuff.
You said, boy, this is good food.
Scott in Minnesota says, visit Annapolis.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. I mean, you know, some would say if you're going to go to Maryland for college football, go to Naval Academy instead of going to see the Terps. But you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Annapolis has its own vibe and flavor. Depends on who they're playing that day.
Unfortunately, Navy is at Temple next week.
Yeah, boo. Boo. Yeah, the Naval Academy and all of its memorial is a great game day experience. So to do that, or you know what? You can go 50 minutes to the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. Get yourself some crab cake. Get yourself some ham made by hand fudge. You can get your fudge at the handmade facility right there at the Inner Harbor. You can get on a boat right around town.
Who does the best crab cake in Baltimore?
The Inner Harbor. Anywhere at the Inner Harbor, there are three or four places. If you go to the Inner Harbor, you're not going to miss. It's fresh. It's fresh. It's not filler. You're going to talk. You're going to be mad at anybody else that ever serve you a crab cake if you have crab cake at the Inner Harbor. Or you could turn pedal and drive the 45 minutes to D.C. and go to the Inner Harbor down there as well. Also a nice spot for all sorts of seafood. So you're not going to go wrong. Of course, you go to D.C. instead, go to Ben's Chili. You can go down the Inner Harbor, and there's a couple of seafood places as well. I'm actually going to that game. I'll be in College Park for that one. My dilemma. You know what? Maybe y'all could help me. Maybe y'all could. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead. We family, right? Although I was told that I can never claim to be a Husker because I'm not from here. There are literally people who were on me on social media talking about you cannot claim to be a Husker because you're not from here. And I said, okay, y'all make the rules. It's your house. It's your club. I can't invite myself to your club. Like, I can't make myself a member.
I need to see these posts because that strikes me as bot behavior.
This is like Darla trying to be at the Little Rascals He-Man Woman Haters Club. Like, Darla, you can't get in. Like, that's what they're telling me. But so back at Big Ten Media, I was invited to be on the sideline. They asked me if I was coming to the Nebraska-Maryland game. And they said, well, we'll put you on the Maryland sideline. Dramatic pause, Austin Orman. what say you that will set it in place? Remember, I'm from there. Mm-hmm. They have invited me to be on their pregame show with the legendary Johnny Holiday, who spent many a day on this radio station. Mm-hmm. And then to be on the sideline, courtesy of Coach Mike Loxley, on the Terps side of the field. Mind you, I have not been invited to the sideline for the Nebraska Huskers. What say you all? I'll ask the text line, but I've asked an Austin Orman. Kind sir, what say you?
I think there's a lot to break down in that. First of all, there's no way you can't be a Husker. I think those people are telling you can't be a Husker just having a bad day, because if you're not a Husker because you're not from here, well, then I got some tough news to break to Rich Lovett tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not from here. He's from Idaho. I think Husker is more of a choice than a blood thing.
I can say
that as a native Nebraskan.
I'm open.
Let me start there.
Right.
In terms of the sideline thing,
mm-hmm.
if you get an invite, why don't you take it? That's not Nebraska's problem that Maryland invited you. You know, if they wanted you on their sideline, they could invite you. I mean, you can't say no to sideline passes. You can't say no to pregame. I mean, you're back home. You got an invite. I'm cool with it. Nebraska's not. That's their thing.
A forgivable offense?
Not even an offense. To me, there's nothing to forgive.
Because I know that there's a different color red jacket waiting for me. And it won't have the letter N on it.
Well, I mean, here, let's use my own personal example.
Uh-huh.
If for some reason, you know, I were to get a random invite to go stand on the sideline at Cameron.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going.
Against Nebraska.
If they invite me, I'm going.
If they hand you a Duke jacket instead of the Husker in?
I'm going.
Are you wearing the jacket?
What would probably happen, I'm wearing the jacket, but I got the Husker hat. Is probably what's happening.
So I need to take a Husker hat with me to blend with the red in. I think you do you.
Whatever you think you got to wear, you wear.
I don't know.
Has an issue, that's on Nebraska's end of things. That's not on you.
I'm asking. I don't know. I do not know. I literally don't know. I've had this dilemma before. When I was in Carolina and the Panthers are expansion Panthers, right? But I host a Carolina Panthers TV show. But I cut my teeth with the Redskins. I'm a Redskin at heart. I'm from D.C. Mm-hmm. But the Panthers invite me to their locker room. Now imagine your boys, the dudes that you do TV with. They know you. DP, did I see you come out of the Panthers locker room? Traitor. Like, it was just, and there were people, my friends back in D.C. who were looking on the sideline, go, bro, which sideline? Are you really?
You there?
Are you really on? So I don't know.
Well, let's hit the text line here. So
okay.
Eric
okay.
likes to poke the bear. You're yeah. a traitor, Austin.
You know, of course.
You go with that. So Eric, that means a lot less coming from you than it would some other people. But as much as I would like to see Nebraska men's basketball be successful, I can't fan. You know, I can wish success on them because they seem like good dudes. I appreciate Fred Hoiberg. But I can't fanboy for them like I would for Duke. And I would probably be full fanboy. If John Shire gave me a sideline pass, I would probably go full fanboy.
Them fans ain't loyal. Them Ormans ain't loyal. Austin Orman.
I'm just saying, I get the opportunity.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
But they cross paths so infrequently that it doesn't strike me. All this is hypothetical.
Oh, man.
You
know,
I can envision going the rest of my life without those two programs ever crossing over.
That is hilarious, bro. You are just out in the open, just like diabolic. Listen, BYU's coming here for an exhibition basketball game. There's zero chance I'm wearing that BYU blue. There's zero chance.
You also told me to make sure you don't tap your foot. So right. I'm on DP watch that day. Earthquake Lou, DP, I'm born and raised here. I've been listening to you since you got here. You're 100% Cornhusker. 5162, you're a Husker, but make sure you're wearing that Husker gear on the Maryland sideline. Cubs group says, I was born in Colorado, lived only my first 3 months there. Nebraska's all I knew growing up. DP, you, sir, are a Husker. We're glad to have you. Mud Dog says, I think you turned heel in the middle of the pregame show. Tear the Maryland gear off, throw some bones, and slam a table.
And then never go home ever again. And never go home again.
Jesse, you can be a Husker if you're not from here. I've never been invited to be on the sidelines of the Huskers either, let alone anyone else's. I would go, but I would not wear another team's colors.
I see, this is where and I try to go neutral to game days anyway, mm-hmm. right?
I can picture you going full Rob Lowe just with the NFL logo hat.
100%.
Underrated, like, sports fandom moment, by the way. That's still incredible to this day.
Well, but that's he got that from me because they weren't giving out. This goes back 14 years of the NFL, my requesting. As I went from NFL City to NFL City, just the logo, the shield hats. I wanted the shield hats.
Y'all are all about the shield. Let me be about the shield.
Yeah, like, let me. But here's the thing. It makes it simple. Who are you rooting for? Everybody.
Good game.
Like I can say it. Yep, I can say it in full, right? So.
3576 is a Greg from Beatrice. What was the first pig place that you mentioned in your College Park list?
Okay, so there's. I'm going to say this, the better of the two is the honey pig Korean barbecue. That's the better of the two. Just gonna say that. But yeah, go to the honey pig. Do that. Although the best food in College Park is Milk and Honey. Mm. Like if you like Mary Ellen's and Soul Casino and that, yeah, go to Milk and Honey. If you want real good barbecue, but it's Korean barbecue, you can go to the Iron Rooster. They season their chicken. They season the chicken.
There you go.
So
Hizzle Bear does the Wolf of Wall Street One of Us gift. You're in on that and says, now you're invested in this color of red. Make the right choice. Augie, got to be polite, DP, wear a Husker shirt or rep the ticket on the Maryland sideline.
Yeah, I could probably. I don't know. Ben, you're Ben, you're special.
And that's a different Ben. We have Ben in Lexington, and then I can't say other Ben.
Yeah,
but
yeah, Ben.
Another Ben.
Another Ben. You know, whose
previous text to us was, "I love baked beans." I would love to know the context.
Which puts all of that. I think there was a breakfast, maybe a British breakfast conversation.
That's how you can tell Jake got back late last night. They're talking about beans for breakfast.
Yeah, right. They go to. I like to say Harrison and I go down the rabbit hole. 10 o'clock to 12 midnight. We end up anywhere, like literally anywhere. But the early break folks, their rabbit holes are just fantastic. Just fantastic. So Spinnaker's, I don't know if it's still around. I haven't been to it, so I don't know if it's still around. Let me text Barry Thompson, who can probably.
You talking about Spinnaker Bay? It says temporarily closed.
Talking about Spinnaker Bay or the pub?
This one in Wells. Oh, that's in Maine. Sorry, wrong state.
Yeah, there's several, bro. There's several. College Park is, again, you're in a great place because you can pick a big city, 45 minutes away.
9431 says, just take Lionheart with you and wear whatever the heck you want. Who's going to say a word to that guy?
Yeah, but then there's accountability. The body count would rest far surely on us, right? Like we need that story because it would, the headline. 93.7 ticket radio host Anthony Lionheart Smith bodied up about 12 terps in College Park on Saturday.
Who would win, 100 turtles or one lion?
Yeah, 100%. We go full and you go, if we could just send Lionheart and Bud Crawford, we would.
You see what happened with Bud?
I got that text. As a matter of fact, AD sent it to me hot off the press. And I lost it. Just crazy.
So for those that didn't get the story, Bud has his parade in Omaha, and then later that night after the festivities
love
over,
you Bud
get sighted. Just reckless driving. Of course, because there's always another level to this, police see weapons in the car, all legally owned, paperwork and everything is in order, but have that whole rigmarole the day of the dude's parade.
Like you gave the he has keys to the city. They gave him keys to the city. Listen, I try to stay as far away from this as possible because I'm sure that Bud's people will do a more than sufficient job to speak up. But it made my heart hurt. It did. Just on his day, have a day. Now you can ask a million questions, but in a clear carry situation, right? You have permission and permits. Like fear really, it's not held and pointed at you. But that's just me. And I come from a line of police officers. So when I speak from that, that's what I would speak from. So, but I'm not going to tell anybody. I'll let the fans get through. Feel how they feel about it, but my goodness gracious, man, on the day of your parade, jeez.
Well, on that note, let's go ahead and reset by going to break. When we get back, we'll talk about the weekend that was in college football. Big one in the Big Ten and across the country. We'll talk some college ball next on Old School.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is Old School, 93.7 Ticket, ticketfm.com. Streaming worldwide for you, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and here in Nebraska. If you're an Allo customer, you can get channel 961. This segment of the show brought to you by Heartland of Nebraska Windows. They're based out of Hallam, Nebraska, and they offer a free estimate, full window replacements, all vinyl triple pane windows, and a lifetime warranty on everything while keeping their prices affordable. Heartland of Nebraska Windows is locally and family owned with their own team of installers. Give Heartland of Nebraska Windows a call today for more info, 402-430-3852. You can also visit them online at heartlandofnebraskawindows.com. Don't wait. It's nice now. Weather's about to turn, though. We know this. Change in a heartbeat here, Huskers. So if you need new windows, you've been thinking about it, you've been putting it off, don't wait. Heartland of Nebraska Windows, 402-430-3852 or heartlandofnebraskawindows.com. DP, wild weekend in college football, especially in the Big Ten. The early sort of headlines came out of Urbana-Champaign and out of Seattle, Washington, but it was the nightcap that really delivered. You go from Fire Franklin down 17-3 to a tie ball game 10 minutes later to losing in double overtime. What a game. What a night in the whiteout in Happy Valley between Oregon and Penn State. Big moment for Penn State, another top five loss for James Franklin. Real validating moment, though, I think, for Dan Lanning and his Oregon program going across the country and finding a way to get that one out.
So a couple of things. First, I have to ask you, who are you rooting for?
I was rooting for chaos, and I think we saw it.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't have a particular lean right? in that one.
Right, you wanted somebody to feel some pain. Right? Didn't matter who it was. I want somebody to get a chunk taken out. Right? Take the bite. Okay. So then... The other part of it, the next part of it for me, I happen to be around a ton of Penn State fans this weekend. And their discussion about this thing, of course, remember the threes, right? Mm-hmm. There's the group that absolutely thinks that James Franklin should be fired. Mm-hmm. Those that, come on, guys, that's stupid. And then the people in the middle who just look at the other two going, you guys are wild. Like, you guys are wild. This is the thing. But a friend of mine came up with this thing, and it makes perfect sense. And he asked, there's a gentleman played in high school, right? But he's spouting his expertise in football and just saying that Franklin can't win the big game, then you have to move on. And the guy hit him with, exactly what is your level of expertise? What was your big win that qualifies you to talk about James Franklin's lack of big wins? Like, he's not won a national title, but he's had big wins because he's won in the playoffs and he's won the Big Ten championship. What was your big win that gives you justification to question James Franklin? And you would have thought this was glitter and confetti fell from the sky. It was the most remarkable mental meltdown. You know, in a movie where somebody gets hit with a moment and you just see their face melt in real time. That's what happened to this guy. Because somebody literally said to him, oh, so
you can you're
questioning James Franklin's big win. What was your big win again? And it changed everything. So that's how I looked at the James. You're one of the top five programs of the country that 8 years ago, you were in death penalty, right? You really were at the bottom of the heap, and you were the laughingstock of fan bases all over the country. And you're still in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. It's not like you're on the, you know, you're not on the Vegas Strip. You know, you're in Happy Valley. You're not easy to get there, not easy to get out, right? But somehow you managed to get quality football players and quality humans to get in there. Now, they've got Penn State has their issue, as does every program in the country. They have their issue. And I'm the first one to just, we are what? Like, like what's after that? Be careful about that we are, because you leave yourself open for a whole lot of gut punches when you're talking about Penn State. But I'm not sure James Franklin is the guy to go after, because he's doing an exceptional job. Nebraska fans will understand sometimes don't allow those people who signed petitions to have Dr. Tom Osborne relieved of his duties because he had not won a national title. Well, you would have cost yourself three national titles. You had, and a possible fourth if you hadn't just let the process play out. Mm-hmm. So that's where Dan Lanning, this was big for him, but it's a job not complete. Mm-hmm. And
hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Nobody would be surprised if Penn State was back in the playoffs as a top seed. Literally. You wouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. They go on a win streak. Mm-hmm. They win the rest of their games. Okay. They're right back being Penn State. We do this with Notre Dame. We do this with Oregon. We do this with Ohio State. We do this with the programs. And we fully say, okay, oh my goodness, Georgia lost to Alabama. Something's wrong. No, not really.
I was more in the Bama's back camp, more so than the Georgia's broken camp.
Well, but that you could say that until you remember how bad they looked in week one. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, ooh, what? That wasn't Nick Saban. Like the living ghost of Nick Saban floated above the locker room at practice and said things. Right? Right? Did you go, wait a minute, you are a crime to the legend of Nick Saban, Saint Saban, would rain down upon thee with furious anger. Like we forget that college football, especially in this day and age, the leverage in this thing and the balance in this thing. Listen, we're in a year where Indiana and Vanderbilt are in the discussion for being two of the elite football programs in America. Indiana and Vanderbilt. This is not basketball season. What are we talking about? What? Remember Florida State? Remember them in weeks 1, 2, and 3 until you went to Charlottesville? And we are screaming from the rooftops, from the mountaintops of Appalachia. Don't go to Charlottesville Friday night, Florida State. Things happen there, man. We're trying to tell you, run, get out of there. This is college football. Mm-hmm. That the list of unbeatens. Listen, my dude called me from Utah. He said, let everybody know Texas Tech is a thing. Because they went to Salt Lake City and put a spanking on the Utes. Mm-hmm. Right? There are teams that have found their way. And it's going to get more interesting before it falls back in line. But we're still going to end up. You're going to end up with an Ohio State Vanderbilt playoff game. You're going to end up with a Georgia Indiana playoff game. Like fully engaged that Texas is going to have to. Texas is going to have to face Texas Tech in a bowl game. Like this is crazy. But this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. This is the season that the Big Ten. Who's going to win the Big Ten this year? Austin Norman. Text line. Who's gonna win? Get in line. This is your chance to proclaim expertise. Who's gonna win the Big Ten? We don't. Who's gonna win the SEC this year? Right. I don't even know who's gonna win the ACC. I want to scream Miami.
Probably Miami.
But
they're the early front runners.
I wouldn't bet on Miami. I would not wager.
Not if my life depended on it.
I would not wager money.
I wouldn't put $3.05 on 305.
Right, like a Slurpee. I would bet a Slurpee. That's the full extent. You can get in line and do Slurpees. There's nothing else in play.
More impressive performance, Indiana getting out the win over Iowa or Illinois bouncing back from the loss to Indiana beating USC at home?
I rather enjoyed the game, but no. I'd like Illinois. I could even love Illinois. But it wasn't that. USC has some issues, right? Can we say that out loud?
Sure.
They have some issues. And I kind of dig that they have those issues. I kind of dig. I spent an hour watching the tape of USC and Michigan State, which let me further know that the Big Ten Conference is a kegger. Big Ten college football is this season, it's a kegger. Plan to be there a while. Bad things are going to happen. There'll be some comebacks. There's going to be some great recoveries. All right. And probably a surprise at the end. I think.
Stay tuned for more.
Put a question mark on it because that's Big Ten football.
Mm-hmm. A couple of the Big Ten-y things that happened is Minnesota still has the Gopher Devil magic. Rutgers has a lead.
We saw it.
They're driving after Minnesota answers to tie the game or take the lead. And then they botched the snap. And not only did they botch the snap to where Ethan Calliope-Manis can't just fall on it, you lose 5 yards to live to fight again. It rolls between his legs for 15 yards. Minnesota survives. And then the Husker fans that listen to us, DP, I know how upset they're going to be at Iowa, who did two things. Number one, busted a blitz, which turned into a busted coverage, which turned into a long touchdown for Indiana to take the lead. Number two, Indiana ends the game with a safety in the most Iowa way possible. Yeah, let's just run out of the back of the end zone to kill the clock. And number three, Iowa misses a crucial field goal. All of these things that happen for other people against Iowa. But Nebraska either has not forced to happen or has not been lucky enough to have happen for themselves in a game against Iowa.
I rooted hard for Iowa State just because it wasn't Iowa. I just need for Iowa not even to be the best team in its state.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not neighbor. Not even in its state. That's where that lean in comes from. And the fact that we don't like them and they're boring. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's unattractive and has a bad personality. Right. That's Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
That's Iowa. Like, mm-hmm. There's no other way. Like, you could at least say with Wisconsin, well, they live in a nice house. They throw a nice party.
They show up late, but they throw the party.
She's a really good dancer. I mean, you know, we we can jump around at least.
Right.
Iowa, meh. not fun to watch and not easy to dance to. That's Iowa. So that's what I thought of watching them. But we also know that it's the Big Ten and Iowa is just there to ruin the party. They're just there to keep everybody from having a good time. Because what happens, right? You could have Oregon and Ohio State and Michigan, and you could have all the pretties, right? They're all there. And then in walks Booger. Here comes Booger, and he's chugging a beer and he's burping out. Like, that's Iowa. That's Iowa. Everybody's going, oh man, I was here. That's Big Ten football. That's Big Ten football. I would just makes me, it sets me off. Austin. I apologize.
Oh, and UCLA's playing some real Big Ten football now too. Down a head coach, 17-14. Can we appropriately use the word slobber knocker?
Yes,
to
please.
Describe whatever happened Northwestern and UCLA that was watched by potentially dozens of people.
12.
Potentially.
It was 12.
Potentially.
It was 12.
Let's go through the text line here at DP, Sartor Hamann Jewelers text line, trying to make some picks here. So we have Old Dad 34 taking mm-hmm. Oregon to win the Big Ten and Georgia in the SEC.
Okay.
0739 says Texas Tech in the Big 12. And 5162 says the only safe conference winner seems to be Texas Tech, but losses can pop up out of nowhere. You've been around Big 12 country long enough to know there's no such thing as a safe Big 12.
No.
That's the Wild West.
No.
You don't know what you're getting on any given week in that conference.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, again, when Utah comes running and they explain to you. Now, remember that BYU still exists.
Mm-hmm.
BYU still exists.
Survived Boulder.
Right? And importantly so, like how it was done, they're gonna mollywop Kansas. They're going to go to Houston and put on a party. Then you go to 20, but here's, you go on the road to number 25 undefeated Arizona State. That's the hiccup, right? That's Oklahoma State the following week. They go to Kansas State, and then here comes BYU. You go to UCF comes to Texas Tech, and you close your season traveling to Morgantown, West Virginia.
Now, just where everyone wants to spend the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Get your jugs ready, boys. No, like you can't any other year, that's a problem. But West Virginia's terrible this year. That is a terrible football team this year. I watched 30 minutes of that football and I felt I had to go jump in the shower. It was bad.
Yeah.
So, but I would think BYU, Arizona State, maybe Kansas State on the road, right? Where it becomes interesting and you figure out what's. I would have, my friend said to Houston, like when you go play the rival that doesn't respect you in state.
If Ford, baby.
Yeah. That, like maybe you believe it, but I don't know. I don't know who wins any conference because everybody filled their needs. Mm-hmm. Everybody has recovery sauce, right? They have some fix for everything. As Phil Simms, I mean, not Phil Simms, geez, my apologies. Chris Collinsworth pointed out last night that championships are won by the people you don't expect to have to get production from. And that in college football in this day and age, I mean, think Nebraska, that you're relying on players to make plays in skill positions that maybe you weren't counting on. 6 weeks ago, there are some names that we hadn't heard who may have an impact on what Nebraska's final bowl destination is. Mm-hmm. And it's important. Like we didn't know what TJ Lateef, he had an idea based on prediction, mm-hmm, and what he had done in high school. But the reality is we hadn't seen it at the college level, certainly not at the Power Four. Mm-hmm. So now you still have to see him in Big Ten play to know what it is. But we have a sneaky suspicion that he could play a part in what happens. We don't know. Is this a Lindenmeyer or a Harburg situation? Is it third receiver? Is this a Mosey situation? Or did we have – who had in the pool that Ja'Cory Barney would lead the Huskers in catches and yards at this point in the season? Anyone? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
So I think this is college football, all of these conferences. I don't know who Virginia is. I still need to figure out what's going on at North Texas. The Mean Green, undefeated and a problem, mm-hmm, an absolute problem. Don't know what's going on there. I kind of peek in the window. And then, oh, by the way, you messed around and let Navy figure out a passing game to go with that wicked run game that they have. They figured out how to throw the football. It's like, uh-oh, Navy learned how to pass. Navy learned how to pass, and they're undefeated, and their schedule, okay,
sets up for it.
Amen.
Westy says, the only conference I feel comfortable predicting is Washington State winning the Pac-2. Given that they are, I believe, 3-2, and Oregon State is 0-5 right now.
That is a tough.
Man. Found out yesterday during Lincoln Youth Football that Washington State and Oregon State have a home and home this year. They'll play, I think, November 1st and November 29th.
Can we call that the Lonely Bowl?
It is. It really
Can
is.
Can we just name that the Lonely Bowl?
The 40 Days in the Wilderness Bowl.
You need to get the Rocky Balboa. You know, where him and Apollo join hands. And we need to, that's the trophy. You just bronze it. And it's just them holding each other's hand.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. Let's go to break. We have a couple more texts to get to before we get into the NFL portion of our proceedings here on Old School.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School party still going on here, 93.7 Ticket, ticketfm.com. 10 minutes or so left in this hour. Another hour to go. Well, we'll take a dive into the NFL. Another interesting weekend out there. But this segment of Old School brought to you by League One Volleyball. League One Volleyball Omaha just rebranded as Love Volleyball Nebraska. To renew your season tickets or to secure yours for the first time, visit LOVB.com to make sure you get your seats. It'll give you your chance to watch Olympians, national team players, former Huskers, national champions, and the like. All take the court for Love Volleyball Nebraska. Another good weekend for Nebraska Volleyball DP. They take down Michigan to open Big Ten conference play in the midweek and then sweep the Terps of Maryland here at home, 25-14, 27-25, and 25-14. All getting them set up for the match of matches Friday Friday night on the road, Huskers at Penn State. Huskers, oh, the Nittany Lions, a little bit something. Huskers have looked good, haven't played perfect volleyball, but had a fun conversation with Mandy Monson on volleyball postgame. She seems to think the Huskers are in a good position headed out east this weekend.
How's that? I mean, to sit through, I had the opportunity to sit in with her. And Mandy is just, man, one, she's all fire. But two, knowledgeable and connected and thoughtful, insightful.
Can explain it.
Breaking it down, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, for folks that don't know, we're doing volleyball post game shows here on the Ticket. Mandy is taking us through it. She will not be here Friday.
No, Tanya Taki, I believe, in the
Tanya
building.
Tanya Taki, who has been, she's been on the Ticket before, so mm-hmm. it'll be a good one to have to take us through that. Yeah, it's the season has gone ideally, and. Is the expectation too much to hope for undefeated?
Oh, I mean, undefeated's hard.
Right?
Undefeated's hard. I mean, you can say national title is the expectation if you want, but for me to say undefeated, we forget just how storybook two seasons ago was, how long Nebraska was able to keep that rolling. Like, it's tough.
And I don't want to, here's the thing, because Penn State, which is the flavor, right? That's the one that you get amped up. But then you're going to go from Penn State to Rutgers, and you can't.
The next night.
Right, the very next night. And you can't, like, and there's a big difference going from Fox, Friday night, national TV, against the reigning defending national champions, and then going to Big Ten Plus.
going from Rec Hall to Jersey Mike's Arena.
Into Brunswick, New Jersey. And you have to say it. Like, you have to say it. You have to say it with your chest. We're going to New Jersey. We're going to Rutgers. like, to try to stay focused. Mm-hmm. That you don't want to get ahead of yourself. Go 1-0, go 1-0, go 1-0. And you want people to, you want to say it out loud. But you also don't want to put every egg in the Penn State basket. But you also don't want to be afraid to. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be afraid to. You don't want to be afraid mm-hmm. of Penn State. You don't want, no. We're going to Penn State, get a win, and then we'll go to Rutgers and get a win as well. That's the hope. I'm slightly intrigued by the psychology.
But are you slightly intrigued by New Brunswick, New Jersey? Is there any level of intrigue for you with New Brunswick,
New Jersey? Yeah, I have family there. Mm. I have family there. New Brunswick and East Orange. I spent my summers there, and it was part of my love. I spent a lot of summers, one, playing Little League Baseball before I was officially old enough to do it because they didn't know any better. Mm-hmm. But then we would spend those summer days getting on the subway train and going to watch the Mets or the Yankees play. La Grande Orange. Going watching Rusty Staub and Roy White and, you know, those Yankees and Mets. That was mm-hmm. a little different.
A little bit different
than what's in play now. But you watch them nonetheless. So it has kind of an interesting place in my heart. It's interesting to go. Like I said, they have different fans. They got different fans. You go to a Rutgers football game. It's different. It's different. I was invited to speak to the Rutgers baseball team a couple of years ago while I was here. Actually was speaking to Georgetown, and the Rutgers coach tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, can you give me some of that?" Like, yep, gotcha. So familiar with New Brunswick.
We could spend an entire hour on this, but we'll spend about 60 seconds so we can get to the top of the hour.
Uh-huh.
Your favorite and least favorite Big Ten college cities or towns? Give me your number one and your number eight.
Say it again.
Your number one Big Ten college city, your number 18 Big Ten college city or town.
Number one is our current. It is Lincoln, Nebraska. Number 18, that if I could avoid it for a variety of reasons. Now, am I going there for the college athletics, or am I just going to the town?
Up to you. I would hope that your number 18, you are simply getting in and getting out of because of the college athletics.
Well, it. I don't have to go to it to know. I can smell the stench from across the border. I don't really have to do that. Like, I don't have any desire to go there, be there. I spent way too much time around them at Big Ten tournaments, whether it be wrestling or girls basketball or men's basketball. I don't have any desire to do that. And I try not to speak from hate. So, but it is disinterest. Mm-hmm. It is disinterest. So, yeah.
Westy's in lockstep with you.
Yeah.
Are Bloomington and Happy Valley really that much better than Iowa City?
Happy Valley's amazing once you get there. It's terrible getting there, and it's
but the inconvenience
terrible.
Has to be part of it.
It literally is the deal. It's hard to get into unless you have a charter plane flying to that airport. But people will say the same thing about Lincoln, right? That they would much rather fly into Omaha. But no, it's not easy to get to. They know that they are a hidden valley. They know that it is a destination place. If you didn't happen into Happy Valley, you were there on purpose. Hopefully you're doing something good with it. I like the sporting. Well, no, I don't like baseball there. I don't like softball there. Football there is the only thing about Penn State. And I would say wrestling now. I would say those are the two things. Otherwise, those two things, if you remove those two things, Happy Valley's
not so happy. It's just Valley.
It's just Penn State. It's just Penn State.
My favorite thing will always be to call the Bryce Jordan Center the place where basketball goes to die.
Yeah.
They literally curtain off the upper section because they can't sell tickets to Penn State basketball.
Yeah.
Even though there's nothing else to do.
It becomes like just get the students there. Just get the students there. I mean, you see the difference when you see Penn State wrestling and then you see Penn State basketball. Like, it's not the same. Penn State baseball. Mm-hmm. Yikes. Oof. Yikes. Sir, this is the Big Ten. Like, we're a professional. What are we doing? So I think that falls in line. I like going to Oregon. I like going to either USC and UCLA for a variety of reasons. Tough. I mean, Maryland's home. I like watching basketball. I like watching sports there because that's what I grew up watching. Mm-hmm. But it's just not the fan experience that the other places have. Sorry, East Lansing. East Lansing. I'm sorry. It's East. Yeah. East Lansing.
It's better than Ann Arbor, and that's not saying much?
I understand Ann Arbor. Mm. I'm not sure I know what East Lansing is. I'm not sure they know what it is.
Like, Jonathan Smith, you have a blank canvas.
Right. Like, it's Sparty, but like there's Urban Magic Johnson East Lansing. But then it's just East Lansing. Like, for anything else, I don't Like, he didn't play football there. Doesn't count. He didn't play baseball there. Doesn't count.
Right.
Doesn't play volleyball there. Doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Like, LA is not a college town. But if you've ever gone to Westwood, it absolutely is a college town. Westwood, oh my God, Westwood's historic. Like, yeah. You get all the feels and that sort of stuff. But East Lansing is in the, well, you know what? West Lafayette. Hello. West Lafayette, how you doing? How you doing? How's your mama doing?
Greg from Beatrice says, thanks for getting me to Seward. It was a great hour. Glad we got you to Seward and not to West Lafayette.
Yes, sir.
We'll get you to break. We got more Old School. Hour 3 on the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms. Soft on the skin. Generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.